unique that I do this with a senator, but I can say, proudly say, I have been in all 50 states, and not all of them on official business, but when I go to states in my capacity as ambassador, I try to meet the local authorities and discuss some of the challenges that they have, and also talk about some of the virtues of the Danish model.
There are some people in this country who may have a misconception about the Danish model. What do you think those misconceptions in America may be of the way things are done in your country?
Well, that's hard to say. I can only say how we do it. But what I normally meet is people are actually quite skeptical that all what we do in our welfare state is actually possible. And of course, then when you tell them that sort of the cost of that for the Danes and for me personally as well is that we have to pay higher taxes than you do in this country, people start understanding. I think one thing that people normally miss is that that sort of the fact that we have a lot of equality in the Danish society and that we pay high taxes, and you pay higher taxes when you have a higher income, will lead to less freedom, and that's not sort of what I think the Danes would say. I think they gain more personal freedom out of the way we have organized ourselves to take care of their private situation.
The term welfare state, that's a term that in this country, at least for some people and for some elected officials, is a negative term. But you see it as a positive thing.
Of course we see it as a positive thing. This is something that has been built since the 50s in Denmark. In Denmark, we have a broad political consensus that all political parties, and we have 8 political parties in our parliament, all want to have the welfare state continue. So there's no discussion about dismantling that or anything of that kind, because everybody agrees that that is actually a good feature for the Danish society. The discussion is more how to ensure that we'll be able to keep it and to how to adjust it to the new economic realities that we see in Europe.
What about the tax rate in Denmark? Can you tell me a bit more about, for instance, what percentage of taxes a wealthy person would pay?
I can do that, but then it has the other side of that medal is that we have free education, we have free health care for everybody, and we have free care for the elderly. That's sort of one side of it. And the other side is that I think the top rate of taxes is at the moment 55% of your income if you're in the highest tax bracket. On top of that, you also pay VAT. We have a VAT or sales tax, which is 25% on all things that are that you buy in Denmark. We have very high green taxes in order to influence people's thinking about the use of energy. So we pay about $11 a gallon of gas instead of the $3 or $4 you pay here.
But I understand there's probably much better mass transit there. So a gasoline tax.
Yes,
that,
I mean the Danes in Copenhagen. I think 35% of all Copenhagen people, they actually use a bike as their means of transport to and from work, and 65% use it on a weekly basis. So in Denmark, we talk about congestion on the bike lanes, not so much in the streets. We have a very well-built public transportation system all around Denmark, so you can get from A to B with public transport with no problems. And it's a smaller country than the U.S., so it's easier to have a normal life without having a car in your family.
Where do you see Denmark going in, say, the next 20, 50 years? Do you see this system growing, staying the same, or perhaps even getting a bit smaller?
I think we have a government now who is actually doing the necessary reforms in order to ensure that we can continue maintaining our welfare state. We have the same challenge you have in the United States, and the baby boom generation is retiring now. So we are looking at how are we going to create private jobs in the private sector that will actually finance the welfare state going forward. And the reforms are being put in place in order to ensure that. And we also have a government who decided to make Denmark a fossil fuel free country by 2050, and this means a lot of investment in green technology and things like that. So we're on track to continue our welfare state and becoming a green economy.